Today's gospel, we hear Jesus rebuking the 11 for their unbelief. We're told, in fact, that twice Jesus had appeared first to Mary Magdalene, then to two other disciples who then went and reported it to the apostles. And in both cases, they didn't believe them. And Jesus rebukes them, and he equates their unbelief to a hardness of heart, that their heart was hardened in those moments against believing in the power of God in the resurrection. In sacred scripture, the organ for seeing God is really the heart. The heart is the place where we open ourselves and encounter to other people, but most importantly, to God. When the heart is hardened, it closes in on itself, and it lacks the necessary trust to be able to believe the communication which is given it. And this is one of the reasons why Jesus is rebuking the disciples for their hardness of heart to not be open to the power and plan of God in the resurrection, as was witnessed and testified to them by others who had met the risen Lord. But I think the second reason for their rebuke of Jesus to the apostles is also a kind of, let's get with the program here, guys, because what we see at the end of today's gospel and in the first reading is precisely, it's going to be the apostles now who are going to be giving out and giving testimony to the paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, to his resurrection. And so the message is, guys, if you're not willing to believe based on the testimony of others, how are other people going to believe you when you now are called to go out and testify to this exact same power of the resurrection? And so Jesus corrects them, and he points out this connection between unbelief and a hardness of heart which closes itself from the power of God. I think for us there are two points to consider from today's liturgy of the word, and the first one is with respect to our own belief, that we ourselves are recipients of a message and a testimony which has been handed on to us from the apostles, from the ones who met the risen Lord, all the way down to our age. But if we ask ourselves, is our belief in the resurrection of Jesus solely on the testimony of the apostles and those who saw it, as has been filtered down through 2,000 years, the answer is going to be no. Because the formal cause of faith, or the formal cause of belief, is really a direct communication from God, which is unseen, which is unperceived by the senses, but is gifted to us in baptism, whereby there is a certitude connected to the content of faith that we believe. And this really is how the transmission of faith works. There are mediators, the witnesses, who communicate what the content of faith is to propose belief to others, but faith is always first and foremost a gift of God directly communicated to us, that we would have a certitude that what we believe in Jesus Christ and his resurrection, we can know for certain and stand and base our lives upon. And the second point in today's liturgy on this Saturday that I would like to point out, that when we consider the topic of the heart as the organ for seeing God, we're also reminded that our Blessed Mother Mary is the one who with Jesus had the softest heart of all. In fact, she was the one who continued to believe even last Saturday, on Holy Saturday, when Jesus had descended into the dead. It was Mary, it is said, who on that Holy Saturday kept the faith on behalf of the entire church. And in fact, that is the reason why to this day Mary is remembered every Saturday, because on that Holy Saturday, after the death of Jesus and his descent into the tomb, it was Mary who held the faith, hope, and love of the church within herself. It's Mary who is the memory of the church. And she, it is her type of faith, hope, and charity, which really is the type of the church's faith, hope, and charity. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this whole Saturday of the octave of Easter, let us ask God for the grace that our hearts would always be morbid, receptive, and totally open to him, that we could see God in our lives, that we could see his works in our lives, that we would always be open to the power of the resurrection in our life. And let us ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, who was the first to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that she would assist us in this endeavor to be believing apostles and disciples of Jesus who share and witness to his resurrection to all those we encounter. Amen.